The WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog just added Pick'em Scorchers, where you can win 100x. That's right. Turn $5 to $500 in one game. Plus, every Sunday, they're giving away $100,000. Use promo code SGPN at Underdog Fantasy for 100% deposit bonus up to $500. We're also brought to you by Game Time. Last minute tickets. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research analytics platform, parlays, player props, and game lines all at your disposal. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. And we're giving away $3,000 in our NFL Second Chance Survivor Contest presented by Corey Pinkston and Barking Dog Properties. Free to enter, just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. Yes, sir. We are back with another edition of the WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. No me, no the voice of the guy. It's me, Really Real, Villain Real, Terrell from Virginia, here at your service.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
And I told you we'd be back for game four. I told you we would be back for game four. Got my co-host who didn't believe. Do you believe now? Because you ain't believe. Scott Studio, Rachel. Scott, what's going on?
Scotty, beam me up.
Surprise.
Doing pretty well. Even though I was not right about the full game, I got the first half right, and that was my lock, so I can't complain too much. Had the first half team total over. Pretty brutal beat for me, though, for the dog. I had the Liberty alternative first half spread at -3.5, and they didn't score for the final minute 50 of the second quarter, and they ended up winning by 3 at the half, so that was kind of a heartbreaker there. Did win the prop, though. I had Vandersloot over in the assists, and she ended up getting there. So 2-1 day, can't complain. Should have been a sweep, though. No points in the final minute 50 of the quarter is pretty painful to lose by the hook. But either way, the Liberty won, and now they're favored in game four. We'll talk about that in a second. But we saw a pretty significant momentum swing in game three.
Yes, music to my ears. Music to my ears. We did double lock the first half Liberty team total over 42.5. And the sweat that they gave us with that, they decided that we're going to cash this bet and we're not going to score again. Yeah. We're just going to leave it alone. We're not going to do anything else. Perfectly fine with that. Appreciate you helping us get there. For my dog, a Liberty 11 plus 5-1, Scott. 5-1. It was as soon as they realized that, you know, they are winning game and plus the injuries help. But I mean, as soon as they realized that the game was over, they did exactly what I thought they'd do. And they just packed it in. They just packed it in. The Liberty was able to extend that lead. We got 11 plus 5-1. That was my dog. And for my prop. I mean, future finals MVP Jacquel Jones just continues to be a cash cow. Like they are just letting us get this a little too easy. They decided to make it a little bit harder for us today, but 15.5 points was never in doubt. She finishes with 26. Oh man. If the Liberty win, Jacquel Jones has to be MVP. It is literally stealing if she's not MVP.
Yeah, and we gave her out. Before the actual
at 40-1, we have 40-1.
Yeah, 40-1.
We have a 40-1 on Jacquel Jones MVP, and she's we just need them to win the series. We need them to win the series. All right, man. I don't even want Liberty to win the series just because of, you know, the fandom at this point. I'm rooting for this 40-1 bet because we've already gotten screwed on one 40-1 bet this season. I would prefer to cash the other one. I just don't understand how you have the most first place votes and you don't win fucking MVP. Like, it doesn't make any sense here. All right, Scott, we do have a doozy here today. And I, guess what? I actually have to read the injury report with the game today. You alluded to it earlier on. I'm going to go ahead and confirm for the people that the Las Vegas Aces are in New York playing game 4 of the WNBA Finals. Line opened up at -1.5 Liberty. It's now up to -5.5. 171 was the total. It is now down to 168.5. This I don't even think versus who did they play the first round? The Sky. I don't even think they had a total this low for the Aces. And it's because already ruled out, Becky Hammon has let us know that Chelsea Gray and Kia Stokes will both not be playing in this game. That we already assume that Chelsea Gray wasn't going to play. Kia Stokes was one that kind of shook people. And that just hurts because that's another level of depth that this team does not have. And you're probably going to see some Kristen Bell in this game trying to help out and fill that void. You're definitely going to get more Clark. Clark is probably going to play the entire game. -5.5 in the finals. Scott, are you buying into the injury concerns? And have you once again Benedict back over to the Liberty side for this one?
I kind of have to. I mean, injuries completely swayed the entire just overall momentum of the series. I mean, I can't ignore the fact that Point God is now out indefinitely. Stokes being out, I know she's not a good offensive player, but when Jonquel's averaging like 20-something and 9, and you're already missing Candace Parker, now you're missing your other center, you're probably going to use Kayla George, maybe, who's played less than like 8, it's played like less than 5 minutes in the last 8 games. They don't have any front court depth, and you have to wonder about the overall cohesion with this team, which sounds crazy because they just won the title. But a reminder that Chelsea Gray did win Finals MVP last year. She's a big game player, and when you're looking at the overall just chemistry with this team, they had the same starting lineup every day for about the last 3 months, and now they're missing 2 starters, including their main point guard. It's a serious problem. Not to mention the fact that the Liberty have actually done well at home against the Aces this season. They've won all 3 home games by at least 9 points against the Aces. I think I have to take the Liberty here. You can make an argument that this is a good us against the world kind of spot for the Liberty, I mean, for the Aces, because now people are suddenly doubting the defending champions and how they might be able to show what they're made of in this road game. But I don't really see it. I think losing Chelsea Gray ruins the entire ball distribution for this team. I do think that even though Chelsea Gray and Jackie Young are capable of ball handling and facilitating, they're shoot first guards. I think that's really going to be an issue because there's only one basketball to go around. And even though Chelsea is a very solid scorer, I think we'd agree that she's willing to defer more often than the other players. So there might be a bit of hierarchy issues with this team because Asia's going to want the ball. So is Plum, so is Jackie, and you're just looking around and Chelsea's not going to be able to orchestrate the offense because she's not there. And meanwhile, the Liberty are fully healthy. I think that's a massive boost, not to mention the crowd. And Stokes not playing, I'm not sure if she could play game 4 if it was an elimination game, or if maybe Becky Hammond's trying to steal some extra rest, hoping that she'll be back for game 5. I don't know. Chelsea Gray might not play the rest of the series. Her injury looked pretty bad, especially when they were carrying her back to the locker room. I'm on the Liberty. I just think when you're missing 2 starters and you've been using the same lineup for 3 months and your depth isn't that great, no offense to Clark, she won 6th Woman of the Year. I don't think she deserved it at all. I think she had an okay year. I don't think she was that great. But, I mean, the front court depth is non-existent. Jonquel is going to kill this team. I got to go with the Liberty -5.5. Anyway, sorry about that. If you're listening to this on YouTube, a reminder that we do it on Spotify as well, and I do the editing. So if you want to avoid any type of technical glitches and stuff like that, listen to the Spotify posting probably in like an hour or so, because I'll take out all of the choppiness and whatever. But if you're still here, then thanks for stopping by the YouTube episode. Terrell, I think you're back. What's up?
Yeah, I think I am for now.
Okay.
You good? You hear me?
For now. So
let's see if I can get through an ad read, and we'll see how it goes after an ad read. So if you're already knocked out of your NFL Survivor, don't worry. We have a Second Chance Survivor starting this week, week 8. Make sure you use that sign up, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. presented by Corey Pinkston and Barking Dog Properties. We're giving away $3,000. $3,000 in Second Chance Survivor starting this week, week 7. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. And we're also brought to you by the NFL Gambling Podcast. Those guys are doing a review contest. I say those guys, but it's really us too. They are doing a review contest on Apple Podcasts. Look, just review with your favorite touchdown-related bet for this weekend. Biggest winner will get a $50 SGPN gift card, but you have to make sure you include your YouTube username in your review so we have a way to contact you. Make sure you leave that YouTube username in your review so we have the way to contact you. $50 SGPN gift card for the biggest touchdown bet winner. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. They introduced Scorchers, where you can go 5 for 5, pick up Scorchers, enjoy a spicy 100x payout, or you can tap into 100K Sundays. 100K Sundays are going on where 10 lucky players will get 10K each. And for a limited time only, Underdog is extending the first deposit bonus up to $500. Just make sure you use that promo code SGPN. Underdog will double your first deposit up to $500. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code SGPN. All right. We're both on a Liberty here. The only
You didn't officially say. I was assuming.
I know. I was about to give it to you right now. Hold on, Scott. I couldn't tell
what you were trying to say when you were lagging and what you just did not say. So that's apologies there. I thought I might have missed your explanation before.
No. But yeah, we're both on the Liberty here. There's only one way I can see the Aces win that game, and I can just bet that via prop rather than bet that for the game.
35 or 40.
It's got to be 40. It's got to be 40. At this point, it's got to be 40. She has to have a legacy game. And this is literally a legacy game for you to be down a finals MVP, another starter, and somehow find a way to win the game. There's no shot that if she doesn't have an amazing game, it's not because, you know, I don't think that, of course, Kelsey Plum's been doing really well this series. If it ended today, she probably would be finals MVP. Jackie Young can add something. Asia's got to add everything else. She has to. And it's just the handicap that they're playing with down two starters at this point. Like, it's just the handicap that they play with. And so I still think that they can compete. I don't think this is a blowout. But ultimately, when we get to the end of it, I think that it's going to be a little bit of the same. And they're just going to kind of pack it in and just hope for the best in game 5 at home. So, yeah, I'm going Liberty -5 here. I feel like we have to make that the play. It feels very chalky, but I'm fine rolling with the chalk here because they're down two starters at this point. Like, that's really a lot to ask for the second, and you're going up against second best team in the league.
The total I found a bit odd because on one hand, the Aces should struggle a bit offensively, but on the other hand, the Liberty might not. So that's why I was a little bit tricky for the total in this one. I think I'm going to lean to the under. I'll back the line movement on it. I don't feel great, but I'm kind of hoping that the Aces struggle that much offensively that it not only kills their efficiency, but it might also kill their pace. Because Chelsea loves to push, and I do think that she's going to be – her absence will be noticed a lot in the fast break as well. She's so good at finding extra opportunities to get open teammates and to push the break. And I do think the fast break points for the Aces will take a bit of a dip with Chelsea Gray being out of the lineup. So for me, I'm going to lean to the under in this one, but I don't feel the greatest about it. You?
I think it's a facade. I think we still got it.
I feel better about a team total under for the Aces in this one. Like, I prefer the under in that way because the Liberty could, in theory, drop a 90-plus piece and it wouldn't shock me, especially if the Aces pack it in. If they pack it in the fourth quarter, the Aces might score 90-plus. So I feel better about the team total under for the Aces, but I'm going to lean to the under in the full game if I had to choose.
I don't think they pack it in just when he's gone though. I think they're still going to score. There's a possibility where Jackie Young, Kelsey Plum, and Asia Wilson just continue to put up 20 plus each. Like, I think that's still a water possibility. I'm gonna still go over. A little contrarian there, but I understand why you would go under in this spot.
I'm not gonna bet the total.
I'm not playing. I'm not playing the total. I like the side better. Yeah, I'm not playing the total. All right. Let's see here. Player props, what do you like?
So for the props, Vandersloot assists is no longer at 5.5, unfortunately, because that was a bit of a sweat. She ended up with 6, but that's the only time we're going to see 5.5. I'll tell you that much, because now she's at 6.5. I think for the sake of this game, I got to go back to John Quell. we're obviously both going to agree on this, but I can't ignore Jonquel. She was dominating anyway, and now the Aces have lost their starting center. And Candace Parker is still out. They have no options at all. They're using a bunch of backup centers to try to fill the void. It kind of reminds me of the Andrew Bogut injury in that Warriors-Cavs series in a way, where Stokes isn't the greatest player in terms of stats, but her impact is definitely noticeable when she's on the court. And with her not being there, that's brutal. So I do think that they're going to get killed on the glass in this game. I mean, Jonquel points, Jonquel rebounds. I really don't care. Like, she might go for 25 and 15 in this game, 30 and 15. It would not shock me if she completely just buried this team by herself. Give me all the Jonquel props. I'm assuming you co-sign.
Oh, absolutely. Love 10.5 at minus 113 on the rebounds. Love 17.5. I think she's still going to be able to score. I'm going to take her 20 plus again. It's at plus 132 this time around. So I still think we're pretty good there. Like, I just think that she's playing like an MVP right now. And this is what they brought her in for. And there's no reasons to go away from it, because you can't make it work with anybody else. So yeah, I love that prop. And I talked about last episode, Bonai Gelani, 1.5 threes. She did cash that last episode as well. Now it's 1.5 minus 180.
It's amazing how one game passes and suddenly the line shifts so heavily. But it's not surprising. It's just the amount that it shifts.
So minus 180, I'm not laying that. But I do like her 3+ at plus 162. That's a pretty solid bet. It's the same logic. She's just got to hit them. And I think that this is a good opportunity for her and this whole offense to kind of flex their muscles a little bit on this team. So
I was going to say, Laney's not going to win any MVP votes or anything like that, but she's been the perfect role player for the entire playoffs for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. I really want to get there on Breonna Stewart under 20.5. I'm probably not going to, but the thought process behind it is that now Clark is going to be getting all of the minutes. She's going to be playing the entire game, and she defends her so well. Like, she is very physical with her. She bumps her off her spot. She makes life really, really difficult for Breonna Stewart. And that's why Breonna Stewart has struggled in a lot of these Aces games over the course of the year, this being game number 9 that they played this season. I really want to get there on that under. I'm not going to do it. But if there was anybody in this starting lineup that I felt like is going to go under today, it is Breonna Stewart.
Well, you also might get some benefit. You might also benefit from game script if the Liberty blow them out. Then she probably doesn't play much of the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Kelsey Plum's at 23.5.
I'm going to ask you, though, which over or under do you like more? The Jackie at 19.5 or the Plum at 23.5? Yeah. So anyway, I think if I had to choose between the two of them, I mean, Young burned me in game 1, but overall, she's kind of taken a back seat a bit. Plum's been very aggressive, and I could definitely see Plum just getting an even greener light for her. I probably would lean the Plum over if you do think the Aces hang in there. I think that Plum is going to take enough shots to potentially score 25 plus. I don't mind the threes for Plum. I think she might be in line to once again have a nice flamethrower type game where the volume is just going to be jacked up and Plum's going to have the ball in her hands a lot. If you want to pivot for assists, I didn't see that available, unfortunately, for any of the Aces players. I kind of wish it was. I would lean to Jackie assists. I think that's worth a look. But Plum 3.5 threes at a minus 136 on the over, it's definitely baked in that Gray's not playing, but I think it might not be baked in enough because Plum is going to be jacking up shots the entire game, assuming she doesn't get benched if this turns into a rout. So I probably would be tempted by the Plum over for the 23.5 based on the volume. I prefer the Jackie assists, but once again, there's no line available for that, so I'm going to have to temporarily put that on the back burner. Besides that, though, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I really like for this matchup. Ionescu's points are at 14.5, and she's done basically nothing in terms of scoring this entire series. She had 8 assists last game, though, so maybe if you want to look for Ionescu assist prop, that could be worth something. But even in the 14-point win, she had 9 points, and you're looking at the volume of Ionescu's overall attempts here. It's been non-existent. She's attempted less than 11 shots in all 3 games in the series so far. So it seems like she's completely content with being the facilitator and not having to take a lot of shots, which has been, you know, working for this team. At least in game 3 it did. But I do think 14.5, it would not shock me if Ionescu had a game where they're so focused on Jonquel and they're so focused on Brianna in the middle that Ionescu gets a lot of opportunities from three. And I do think that Ionescu threes is worth a look. It's at 2.5. 2.5 for Ionescu threes at minus 142. I think that's pretty appealing. I know the volume has not exactly been there, but she did go over last game. She went 3 of 7, and she has attempted 7 threes in each of the last two games. I think Ionescu threes is a pretty sneaky prop to consider at 2.5. So we're going to do an ad read. We're brought to you by Game Time. I don't know about all of you, but I personally loved attending sporting events. Unfortunately, I think I waited too long to actually attend Game 4 of the series. But either way, Game Time is the fast and easy way to get all the tickets you need for sports, music, comedy, and theaters near you. My personal favorite feature of the app is the image of the seat views. A lot of times, I'm sure we can all relate to it. You want to get seats, and then you end up getting to the venue, and you end up realizing that the seat that you paid for has a really bad view. There might be a beam or something obstructing your actual line of vision, and it sucks. We've all been there before, but that's not the case with Game Time because they show you on the platform the exact view of the action you're going to get. So before you spend any of your hard-earned money, you know exactly what to expect from the seats. But forget planning months in advance. Game Time also has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And the Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So snag the tickets without the stress of Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Hall of Fame Bets is the place to definitely win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season. The sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, MLB, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which players have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. Terrell, I think you're back. You back?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, we're good. Your connection is fine for now, so let's wrap this up.
All righty here, lock dog prop.
I'll let you go first, because if you lag out, I'll just wrap up the show.
Let's see here. For my lock, I mean...
Bibberty? Jonquel?
So I'm somewhat concerned about the... somewhat concerned about lightning points, but I'm really not. I just think they'll
it's such a good spot for them to just win this game comfortably and go back to Vegas.
Yeah, man. Just give me Liberty -5.5. I really think they just dog and just win today. For my dog, Jonquel 20+ and a win +215.
Bro, you're stealing all my props, man.
Hey, man.
I had the same two props,
You told me to go first.
I know. I had the same exact two props. So now I got to reevaluate. Okay.
Yeah, 215? What? I've been rolling with the Jonquel Jones train this whole way. I am not stopping anytime soon. For my prop, let's go with Badaja steps up. Give me those 3+3s at +162.
Okay. So for me, I am going to co-sign. I am going to go with the Liberty -5.5. I can't really resist it. It's such a good spot for them. And I wonder psychologically if the Aces roll over, if they go down double digits in the first half, they might check out. We'll see what happens. But I think the Liberty win this game by double digits. So give me the 5.5. For my prop, I was going to take the same exact prop you did, but I'm going to go a bit more. Give me Jonquel 25+ points at 4-1. I think it's a good price. Now, the concern is what if they just absolutely house Vegas and they bench everybody. It happens. It is what it is. I think 25+ at 4-1 is a very good deal. She went over last game. What'd she have? 27 last game?
Yeah.
I think. Pretty sure she had 27.
Yeah. 26.
Yeah. So she just went over and it's 4-1 again, and the Aces have less front court depth than they did last game. That's good enough for me. So give me the over 24.5 points for Jonquel at 4-1. And for my last pick, I am going to go for the prop, Jonquel rebounds. Give me the over 10.5. I just can't resist that number. It's a low number. I know rebounding-wise, she's kind of been hovering around 9 or 10 in this series. But once again, she's against a bunch of backup centers. Like, it's such a good matchup for her. She should dominate on the boards. I really see a 25-15 type game from her. I'm going Jonquel again at 10.5 rebounds, a minus 113.
All right. I mean,
we'll see you for game five.
We're definitely coming back for game five. Like that, that's ultimately, that's what I was trying to figure out how to say it, but we're definitely coming back for game five here. And I mean, I have to go back and check how many times a team has blown a 2-0 lead in WNBA finals.
I don't remember how many game fives we've even gotten recently. It feels like every finals is kind of a rout for the last couple of years. Have we had?
Yeah, because I think the Sky got the Mercury out of there in 4. So potentially,
Sky was in 4. Aces won in 4 last year during the bubble. The Storm swept. Yeah. I don't think we've had a good finals for a while.
Yeah, maybe. We'll have to look into that. All right, he's at Rice Show Radio. I'm at really real __. Before anything else hits the fan, thank you for the people that rock with us on YouTube and saw all the behind the scenes. Appreciate that. Give us a like on your way out. For the people that come back to YouTube and still see the behind the scenes, go ahead and drop a like while you're laughing at me. And for everybody that has no idea what I'm talking about as you listen through your ears because you're trying to get these bets in right before the game starts, just leave us a 5-star rating and review. Appreciate it. Because the editing that happened in this episode is amazing. Shout out to Scott Studio Rochelle. Other than that, I have nothing else to say, nothing else to do. No other way of ending the podcast. Just going to end it like this. We are out of here.